This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. A couple, husband and wife, were really devoted to each other, been married for over 50 years. He became ill, eventually died, and leaving her a widow. And after the funeral, at the graveside service, she needed to sit in a chair due to her age. Others stood around the graveside. And at the end of the service, she looked down to the grave and said to her husband, "You know, I loved you all these years. We've been together through thick and thin, and I promised to be with you. But now, I've gone as far as I can. I can't go any further. I've gone as far as I can." Now, I thought that was a very moving tribute, but it's very true. When the time comes for our death, who is there? Is there any answer? Well, there is an answer. We only need to look at the pages of the Bible where God spoke to a man named Joshua after Moses had died, and God made a promise to Joshua, "No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." And this was a wonderful promise. And the amazing thing is it's still relevant today. God's word says to you and me, "I am always with you." It's a promise that's like no other. I'm reminded in more recent times of this remarkable story written in Dr. Wayne Dyer's book called A Promise is a Promise. True story of a mother named Kay O'Bara in Miami who cared for her comatose daughter Eduarda for many years. In fact, the story goes that Eduarda was 16 when one night she fell into a diabetic coma. She couldn't move, and as she slipped into unconsciousness, she said to her mother, "Promise me that you won't leave me." And her mother said, "Of course not, I would never leave you. A promise is a promise." And this remarkable mother stayed by her daughter's bedside every day. She fed her every 2 hours, checked her blood, gave her insulin every 4 hours, until Kay, the mother, died in March 2008. And she kept that promise for 38 years. Others advised her to not to put herself under that strain, but she did that. And I thought, what a wonderful story of strength and tenacity. You know, God has made a promise that he'll never leave us as well. Hebrews 13:8 says, "God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Now, what's behind that promise? Well, I looked in 1 Samuel 12:22. "For the Lord," it says, "will not forsake his people, for his great name's sake, because it's pleased the Lord to make you a people for himself." 1 Samuel 12:22. So why would God make a promise like that, never to leave us? Because God is faithful. God chose us as his treasured possession. He loves his people. And it's not because of anything we've done, but God loves us. And so God will never leave us. And so when we hear Kay O'Bara say, "I will never leave you," in that bedroom there in Miami all those years ago, can't we also hear Jesus say, "Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age"? So it says no matter how dark your days or how bleak things are, that promise is there. I will be with you always. And like Eduarda, I guess as we slip into the darkness of life, we cry, "Lord, please don't leave me." And the answer is there, "I am with you always." We can say with confidence, as the psalmist said, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me?" So let me encourage you, whatever you're going through, be aware that God is with you. He has promised to never fail you, and God will never abandon you. All you have to do is trust him and wait for him. Now, his timing is very different to yours. If you hang on to God, he will come to you. That's a promise that you can rely on. And in Isaiah 41:13, we have the words, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, for I will help you." Heavenly Father, we look at the world today and see so much beauty. There is much that's wonderful and awe-inspiring, and all around us there's evidence of your love and care. But Lord, we know a promise is a promise, and we know that we can rely on every word that you've spoken. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.